our story begins in Hannah's apartment. Hannah is asleep in bed, having a dream about Todd.
So you sailed away into a gray sky morning. Now I'm here to stay. Love can be so boring, and nothing's quite the same now. I just say your name now.
Todd. Please don't go. Please. Please, Todd, don't go. Todd, please don't go. It was just a dream. It was just a bad dream. Ugh. Who could that be?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Morning, Cupcake.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Well, we are back in business, sweetheart. You're looking at the new owner of Murphy's Law.
You bought Murphy's? The bar?
Yes, sirree, Bob, and I've got some major plans for this place. Believe you me.
I'm almost afraid to ask. What kind of plans?
Well, for starters, you know all that empty space in the back? It's showtime. I'm going to have a stage built there, and we'll bring in some live performances, cabarets, acts, etc., whatever. I may even bring my band back together. Who knows?
Charlie, are you sure you want the responsibility of running a bar?
Look, the corporate life isn't for me, Cupcake. You know that. I'm a night owl. I love the nightlife. And that's what I need to venture into.
Well, it sure is nice to hear you so excited about something for once.
Yeah, well, it's been a rough week. I built Gretchen out of jail for heroin possession. You believe that?
Heroin? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a long story. It wasn't hers, though. I promise. But I'll fill you in on all those details a little later. Right now, I need to know. Are you with me on this bar idea? I'm really going to need your help to make this work.
Sure. It sounds like the perfect distraction right now.
At Rex and Perry's apartment, Perry is home alone, half asleep, when he hears a knock on the door.
Who could that be? Yes? Can I help you?
Yes, you can. You must be Perry.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm Zoe Jessup. Where's my nephew?
Your what?
My nephew, Gregory. Didn't you talk to Joe Vegas about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Joe Vegas told me he was going to talk to you about Gregory. He's my nephew, and I want to make plans to take him.
Take Gregory? He's my foster son. I'm not letting you take him anywhere. I don't even know you.
Look, I know it's a complicated story, but my sister Zelda was Gregory's mother. My father and I have been looking for him. We thought he died in a church fire.
A church fire? Do you mean Dr. Flowers' church?
Yes. So you do know about it?
Of course I do. I was there. My mother, Pauline, died in that fire. This crazy woman, Kathy Summers, set the place on fire and killed nearly everyone in the building.
That crazy woman, as you call her, was my sister. Zelda changed her name to Kathy after she met Dr. Flowers.
Wait. Hold on a minute. Are you telling me that Kathy, the insane cult follower, was Gregory's mother?
Look, no matter what she did, Zelda was my sister. So I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't speak ill of her.
She killed my mother, miss. I'll speak anything of her I want to.
So where is he? Where's Gregory?
My partner took him to school already. But you can't just barge in here and try to see him. We've set up a stable home for Gregory, and he doesn't need to be confused by the ravings of some emotional woman he has never met.
Well, it's going to happen anyway because this emotional woman is his family, the only family he has, and the family he'll be living with soon.
You can't take Gregory from us. We're his parents now.
You're his foster parents, and I do appreciate all you've done, but his family is here now, and that's who he needs to be raised by. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I don't agree at all.
At their apartment, Mac and Raven are talking in the kitchen.
I'm glad you woke up before I left for work. I have some news that I was dying to tell you last night. But Mom called, and you went to the gym, and I never got around to it.
It's good news, I hope.
Well, I don't know what kind of news it is. Alexander Jones is Serena Stiles' mother.
What?
I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. I overheard Alexandra talking to some guy who is supposedly Serena's biological father.
Raven, you must have misunderstood. There is no way.
I know what I heard, Mac. And Serena is adopted, so that just proves it.
It doesn't prove anything.
What's the problem? This is the juiciest gossip that's come along in ages.
But it's none of our business, Raven.
Oh, Matt, come on. This is a big secret that Alexander has been keeping for years. It would blow her out of the water if Serena found out about this.
Rave, stay out of it. Even if this is true, it's between Alexandra and Serena. It's not our place to tell anyone.
Matt, it's not like I was going to march over to Serena's and blab to her. But just thinking about it is oh so tempting.
Look, Serena has been through enough lately, okay? Let's not pile on anymore.
Serena has been through enough? What about Hannah? What about you and the rest of the family? She's the reason Todd is dead.
That was an accident on an icy road. It could have happened to anyone. It wasn't Serena's fault.
Is there a reason you're defending her right now? I'm not getting this.
She's carrying my brother's baby, Raven, Todd's baby. And like it or not, she's now part of our extended family.
Well, since you ask, I don't like it. Not one bit.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Rex has just sat down at his desk when the phone rings.
Rex Walker.
Rex, it's me. You won't believe what just happened.
What is it? Are you all right?
Some woman, Zoe something, just came by claiming to be Gregory's aunt. She wants to take him away from us, Rex. We can't let her do that.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.